Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's February 26th, 2024. It's just about 3 weeks until the official first day of spring. Kathy Reese from Native Gardens of Blue Hill is with us today with information about their upcoming National Green Infrastructure Training and Certification Program.
Hi, my name is Kathy Reese. I'm the executive director and co-founder of the local nonprofit called Native Gardens of Blue Hill. At the garden, we're building and maintaining a 4-acre demonstration garden using strictly native plants on the campus of Bagaduce Music in Blue Hill. Our mission is to promote the use of native plants and sustainable garden practices, and to educate the community about ways to be a part of the solution to the increasing environmental problems we're facing as the climate changes, rather than be part of the problem. So with the frequency of extreme rainfall events increasing in the Northeast and Maine, and we're seeing that these storms are predicted to kind of increase over the years and not decrease, coping with stormwater runoff and associated erosion and flooding can be a real challenge, both for homeowners and for municipalities. So we want our communities to be prepared for these events, and we know it's not just a matter of installing larger culverts. Green infrastructure is kind of a new idea, and it's the practice of using living systems of plants to filter and absorb rainfall where it lands. That way, we can really decrease the load that we put on our traditional stormwater systems. So the techniques in green infrastructure build on those biological systems of soil and plants together that have evolved to be resilient and inherently sustainable. The goals of green infrastructure projects can also include purifying water, sequestering carbon, improving wildlife habitat, and also making a more livable built environment for us humans. So Native Gardens of Blue Hill is sponsoring a 35-hour virtual course on installing, inspecting, and maintaining green stormwater infrastructure. So the course is taught by certified instructors and is suitable for like landscape designers and architects, earth moving contractors, planning professionals, road commissioners, public works employees, and other professionals involved with stormwater and wastewater management. So it's designed as an entry level program. So people attending will learn everything they need to know to pass an exam to actually earn a credential in the National Green Infrastructure Certification Program, which is valid for 3 years. So Native Gardens of Blue Hill currently has a donor who is going to be financially helping participants by sharing some of the cost of the training. So the virtual sessions, remember it's 35 hours, they're going to begin for 3 weeks starting on April 16th. It's going to be every Tuesday and Thursday evening and all day on Saturday through May 4th. So because of the national certification that's involved, it's a very rigorous program, and people need to sign up early because they have to go through the certifying agency to even be allowed to take the class. And then once they're in the class and finish the class, their fee will allow them to sit for the exam, and then they need to pass the exam to earn the credential. So if people want to go to the Native Gardens of Blue Hill website events page, you can find out more there, and you can also start the registration process. And I would urge you to do this sooner rather than later. I know April sounds like it's a long way away, but it is a process to get registered, and also there are a limited number of spaces available to take this course. NativeMaineGardens.org. We're pleased to provide this service to the community. We think that in addition to individual homeowners adding natives to their garden and doing the responsible thing, that we need to do the responsible thing as a municipality and as a community too.
That was Kathy Reese of Native Gardens of Blue Hill, and their website is nativemaingardens.org. Just a quick note about something that's happening at the State House in Augusta today. This morning at 10, there will be a public hearing for LD 2007, an act to advance self-determination for Wabanaki Nations. The bill summary is about 3.5 single spaced pages long. You can read it at legislature.maine.gov. But the Wabanaki Alliance says this about the bill. Quote, Maine legislators are considering LD 2007, a bill to restore the inherent right of the Wabanaki nations in Maine to self-govern within their respective territories in accordance with the same federal laws that generally govern tribal lands elsewhere in the United States. You can read more at wabanakialliance.org. For Roundtown, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.